I think we need to recognize that we're probably spoiled. I went to get my free cup of coffee at Helen's office.
She closed, didn't she?
Nope. Mary was waiting. She heard we were recessing, so she waited till we came, till I got
That's
there.
That's funny. That is funny.
Call us back to order. Welcome, Road and Bridge.
Good morning.
Morning.
I will try to keep it short as we're pressing time for getting ready for lunch. I'd like to ask your authorization to take a trip to Tulsa to go to America's largest asphalt laboratory. I had a visit from a gentleman by the name of Greg Dishman, and he represents a company that doesn't sell any products. They sell processes and procedures and consulting firm is what they do. There won't be any cost to the trip itself. The trip is, for me, serves several purposes. One would be to verify that our chip seal processes, materials are correct. I'd like to take some of our road rock material and have it tested at the laboratory for hardness, and then also do a cleanliness test because the chips are coated with dust, which can be a problem for chip retention. Then I'd also like to look at some of the alternative methods that are happening in the Midwest, different types of road treatments that are done, and just get a better handle on what's out there and see if we can't possibly use some of these methods for maintaining Taney County roads. I could leave an informational brochure with you if you'd like.
You're just planning a same-day trip, up and back the same day? Is that what you're
leave,
hoping?
Leave about 6 a.m., meet up with Mr. Dishman in Springfield and be back by 6 or so in the evening.
Okay. I'll be with it.
Sounds good to me.
My drive would be to Springfield.
It's just mileage. I mean, it's just a county vehicle, so.
Now, just curious, Dishman, is he representative for oil company?
He used to be.
Used to be, I mean?
Used to be here for National.
Yeah.
And for many years, and then he was a representative for Sims Materials that
right.
No longer in business, and now they have a new company called Road Science LLC.
See, Mike and I didn't get around him much, but he seemed like he was very helpful and on the ball guy. So that's good.
They call him Big Dish.
Big guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to I met him at the CCAM meeting. Danny, you and I were walking the booths together. He was at the CCAM, and I met with him here locally and then told him to get a hold of Frank. So I'm glad that's going to happen.
Good deal.
The reason that the next subject I'll talk about is the draft form of Keep Taney County Beautiful. What really brought this to my attention was driving around Taney County and looking at the roads. A lot of them are like F Highway and 160, you'll see a lot of trash, but they're in Taney County, but they're actually state roads. So we don't have any authority over those roads, but the person that drives through Taney County doesn't necessarily know that they don't belong to Taney County to maintain. I did some research this weekend on, in Taney County we have no dumping signs, and they've seemed to work well in areas that out in the country or dead-end cul-de-sacs where there traditionally were dumps known for years, and we'd go in and do a one-time cleanup, and then we put this sign up, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But something you don't see in Taney County is an anti-littering sign. And the state of Missouri has signs that they put up along their highways for no littering with up to a $1,000 fine. And then I looked at our, I had someone in the clerk's office help me on, do we have any ordinances on file that would help us enforce this particular issue? And our ordinance is very vague, and it's under the nuisance ordinance. It doesn't necessarily talk about roadside trash. It talks about mostly commercial and personal property. But under the Missouri environmental laws, Missouri's litter laws, under Section 2 of this particular law, there is, which was created in 1979, littering is a Class A misdemeanor, and it's up to the county or each individual agency to create their own, or to follow, to create and or follow the Missouri's law in regards to littering, with up to a $1,000 fine, which is also stated on the Missouri sign. So in moving forward with this, if I get approval to make a press release in regards to this littering thing, I'd like to take it a couple steps farther, and that is possibly meet with MoDOT and see if we can't get some signage up on the MoDOT roads as they have in other areas. And if that is successful, possibly put up some signs on our own jurisdictional roads that have a lot of high traffic, such as maybe Fall Creek or Coon Creek or other roads like that, just to get public awareness out there. And then the third step I'd like to take, which I've done in the past, is make some contact with the schools and talk about littering and see if it's possible that either I do a demonstration or just give a handout for the teachers to read, but something to get the message out to the young children that it's not okay to litter. Next time you drive a road, take a look at the trash, and it's not accidental trash that flies out of the back of a pickup truck when you're going down the road. You will see drink containers, cigarettes, food containers, empty food bags. People are doing this on purpose, and what brings it to light right now is, as stated was earlier this morning, was the growth is down. And when the growth comes up, you don't see it as much, but when the mower goes by, it's just as bad or worse than it was.
Chop it up. I was fine with the press release. I read it Friday, so I think Chuck's already read it too. Danny, I think you probably saw it in the box, so I'm good with it, guys.
I'm good.
There you go. That's two.
Okay.
And there's a three.
Oh. I'd like you to come back to us, or we can decide now. Going to the schools, I think, is a marvelous idea. I've told this story. Maybe you've heard it before, but I was, years ago, Phil and I were on our way to a service call, and the young man pitched his bottle out the window. And I saw it out of the side, you know, corner of my eye, and I couldn't believe it. And I said, what did you do? Well, I just threw my bottle out. He didn't think a thing about it. Now, from now on, after that, he has, and he even teased me later, pretended he was going to throw it away, just or throw it out the window so I'd explode. But anyway, my point is, if the kids understand it, it'll help.
It's the same people that does the same thing on a habit-forming basis. We cleaned the roads at J Highway, and I could tell you, after two or three times where you were going to run into a Wendy's or a McDonald's sack or whatever, and what all was going on. They right. Pitch it out. It's just that period of time that they run in to have to eat it till they get to a point to where they want to pitch it, and it'll be in that same area. And I think that's a good idea to put it to the schools and what it might cost. Say that, you know, might put a cost figure behind it of what it cost us to keep the county clean, and the habit can be broke, and that we have cleanup days where we try to keep our county looking beautiful, and we're very fortunate to live in a place where it looks nice. So
it's my understanding that Bridget was involved with an Adopt a Highway program here. I have not talked to her about it yet. She's not here today. But there was an effort several years ago to move forward with that.
She made headlines, and she was on the front page of the paper on the issue. And I think it's one of the deals with Franklin. You just have to keep reminding people because they just let it kind of slip out of their mind for a while. And I heard several comments on it whenever she was in
there. All right. Can I just throw something out real fast that may go inside, coincide? Is that before we send the letter out to the schools, Iowa had on administration, April is National County Government Month. And I thought about us having our open house here because we've never had our open house in this building. Remember, we talked about it last fall.
An open house, I'm sorry.
Open understand. House for elected officials to actually get the schools to come over and get involved. I didn't know if you guys were open. That's what I'm saying is, once you think about if that would be something you guys would be open to. Because if we're going to send one letter out for the littering, we could do it in the same letter talking about open house. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you're making sense. I'm thinking about whether it'd be benefit to the kids. I mean, what are they going to see? And the reason I say that, I was asked over the weekend, what is your job? What do you do?
Right.
To a youngster.
Right.
14, 15-year-old, and, you know, explain to him in brief. Mm-hmm. I, you know, they catch something, but
right.
until you get involved, or I don't know how yeah. much interest there is and
That's
how much
true.
Value.
That's true.
Definitely all for making everybody welcome to come and see. And,
well, just think about it. If yeah. I've got a little brochure I'll put in your boxes about some things. But
Jim, I think you got a good idea, except for the matter of numbers, that if you had, and you had to kind of figure out an age group. The reason I say that is participation of voting. Most young people don't vote.
Right.
I mean, you have a very, very low percentage. I'd ask the same thing to Frank about the littering deal. I'd like for him to go and see how many people have been prosecuted for littering in Taney County in the last 5 years.
Right.
If you stepped down to their prosecutor's office, you could find that out real quick. And so those are things that I think that we have good intentions,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know whether they correspond with the final production of what we're trying to do.
Right. I just want to throw it out. Go ahead, Frank.
It might be interesting for student body governments, whether it be junior high or high school, to come in, and just a Monday would be a good day for them to sit and watch.
I wouldn't want to put them through that. a trip to a school would be great. I wish they would invite us to come over and talk about county government and take a approved chart or list of things that we do that we can be repetitious on, all of us, and just go to either high school or junior high and say, hey, this is what we, and you just start down the list and stress to them how important it is right. they go vote.
Sure.
I'm for that.
Okay, Frank, next on your list, I digressed a little bit. Sorry
yes,
about that.
I would like to interview for a crew leader position on the west side to fill Mr. Stottle's position. At this point in time, I think I could fill that position without any salary increases being involved. There's been three or four people that have mentioned that they would be interested in filling that role.
Sure. I mean, if we have an opening, you're not talking about adding a new head count no. overall. You're just
no
talking about
and, no salary.
Designated. You got to have a team lead somewhere, so right. crew leader. So
that's fine.
Fine with me.
I'm sorry, I'm lost.
Okay.
Filling Mr. Stottle's position.
He was a crew leader, Mr.
Okay.
Stottle.
Right.
And so that's a vacant position now. He's not actually filling that role anymore.
Right. But within the folks we got working or bringing somebody new in? Or is that
within the folks we have working on the West Barn. On
okay.
the
side. I'm with you now.
Okay. I have a issue with Rosie O'Neill Road, which is the lady I believe that invented the Cupid doll. There's a section of the road that is county maintained at the beginning of the road. This past last snowstorm, it was mentioned that we did not plow that particular road. So we looked at the file, and the road was taken in for 6 months back in 1995-96. And they have a cul-de-sac. I don't know if any of you have been there. At that point in time, it was the county's responsibility for a six-month period to its asphalt surface, still is today, to snow plow, maintain and snow plow and mow up and to including a cul-de-sac. But that was only for a six-month period. The problem is that we have on. Once in a while, we maintain it. Once in a while, we haven't. Throughout the time from 1995 or 6 to now. I asked Randy about that situation. He said back in the mid-90s, it was not uncommon to take certain things in for 6 months or a year and things like that. And then the word never really got back to the crews as to the 6 months is over now or the year is over now. So there's a gentleman by the name of Richard Johnson that believes it's our responsibility to continue maintaining this particular stretch of road.
How long and what kind of condition's it in?
I don't have all that information for you.
It's about a meeting. So, I guess, so it's not in the maintenance program right now?
It's not currently listed as a county maintained
but
road.
But it used to be, or was the temporary type of thing? So, you're going to get back us the information and then go from there? Is it the DAR thing, Chuck?
I'm sorry?
Daughters of the Revelation. Is that the meeting you were talking about?
2:30 there's that.
Oh, that's that. That's the time. That time, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were getting to go talk to Donna. So you're going to get back with us, Frank, about that.
Yes, sir.
Which coincides with something I was going to bring up. Is that next week you're supposed to be ready to talk to us about cost of miles for roads and all that?
Yes.
Correct? So,
yes.
Gotcha.
Last year, this is another subject, we experienced a lot of hydraulic hammer issues with our equipment, and I spoke with both John Deere and Caterpillar and asked them if they could put on a school in regards to hammer maintenance and operations. One of our hammers, fortunately, was under warranty, and it had suffered what they, I've probably used this term too often here, catastrophic failure of the hydraulic system. And John Deere did slightly over $50,000 worth of repairs to one of our excavators. So four of our people will be going to Springfield to Caterpillar for a free hammer maintenance, two mechanics and two
you showed me that Friday, didn't you? I think it was.
I think I might have.
That's great. Obviously, it's important because they created a school for it, so I think it's great.
Next thing, I have spring cleanup. Danny, did you mention a press release had been done already, or you'd
No, I mentioned it has been done, but then I want it put in the paper more than.
Okay.
Because it's a month away.
It's 16th, 17th.
16th and 17th.
Not 15th, 16th.
I think this morning I heard 15th and 16th.
Yeah.
It's 16th, 17th.
So
I was told by one of the road and bridge guys it was 15th, 16th this morning.
From who? From what?
One of the road and bridge guys told me it's 15th and 16th this morning. So that's the reason I
thought you said something else. I was like, what?
Sorry. Last year we picked up, on this site alone, over 80 tons of material. The cost of the dumping of that and the rental of the eight bins, eight plus the additional four, was $7,700. That money used to be split 50-50 between road and bridge and transfer station, and it was 100% out of road and bridge last year. Kathy can't remember why the split changed to 100% road and bridge. Maybe she thought because the trash was staying off of the county roads. My statement or question is, are you okay with $7,700 or approximately that much coming directly out of Road and Bridge? Do we want to look at a 50-50 split? I don't know the history of why it used to be split and then went to straight to Road and Bridge.
I thought it was split whenever I got here. When did it change?
Several years ago.
I mean, it didn't change whenever, because it's been since I've been here that it's changed, because I thought it was split the first 2 years for sure that I was here. That it was split between transfer station and road and bridge. I know the first 2 years it was a matter of discussion.
Mm.
So I don't know when it got changed.
I don't either. My question is, do we want to keep it the same or go back to a split?
$7,700 last year.
Yes, sir.
That's the cost of the having the dumpsters there? And
on that site alone, including the dumping fees, the rental of the bins themselves and the dumping fees.
I mean, I'm doing a favor to the bands. It saves the double work of dumping and then picking it up and putting it in the bins when it gets piled up and scattered and takes up room. And so I am in favor of
it. So we're going to split them, or what are we doing then? Not splitting, splitting?
I'll just make them. You know, I mean, I don't think we need a motion because it's already been done, but this, I just say split the transfer station and road and bridge.
Yeah.
50-50 split on the bills.
Yeah, I would think so. What do you think? I think that's fine.
That's what it was always. I mean, the first 2 years it was brought up in discussion, and maybe it changed when Rock was here. I don't know.
I'll give us a split. You're give us a split. Chuck, you give us a split?
I'm just trying to come up with a handle for the transfer station. I can understand it coming off of road and bridge halfway.
Right.
Because it keeps the benches clean. But how does it apply to the transfer station? I mean, the transfer station's goal is to provide
trash service,
a place for trash people, for people to get rid of their trash.
Well, maybe it doesn't.
Huh?
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, well, we took it out to that line. How do we
think about it? Bring it back in a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm going to send a note to Bob to, it's not a tax, so we can spend that money.
Yeah, it's
not a tax, but it is a fee we collect.
The fees that we collect for people to dump their trash would be paying in a percentage for that service.
Maybe it was from the overrun that we had in transfer station. One time we had $700,000.
We still got a lot in there.
I thought we took out a couple of $100,000 and transferred it this year or something.
I think we waited.
But was that money that came out of GCR that was put in there for?
Oh, you mean when it was established? I think maybe that's what we used.
I guess where I'm going is,
I don't have the press release yet.
The people that are using the transfer station, they're paying a fee, would be, that cost would be,
and that won't have
what's going to pay for it if we take it out of the transfer station. Anyway, we'll think about it. Get back to you.
I emailed you last week in regards to a trip out of Springfield to Moline, to the Murphy track, to the John Deere factory for a one-day tour. No cost to the county. All three commissioners were invited. And I have a list of several counties have commissioners that are attending from this area.
We were the only one in Southwest Missouri that wasn't, that hadn't obligated ourselves. I looked.
Okay.
What's the list you give us? But I got a deal through the mail, and they're having like it's not to the factory, but it's like a breakdown of, like, it's, I think it's at West Plains and Harrison, and it's an equipment. Maintenance equipment and all that kind of stuff. My main deal was to maybe get with somebody and ask them if they still had their trade-in incentives, their, what did we call that one deal that Caterpillar had, buybacks, things like that. I don't know that I'm as interested in the way something's put together as I am what it's costing me.
Right, I can find that information out.
Yeah,
From both all the major manufacturers on there.
I'm slightly interested, only because we're not buying any equipment this year, so I know there's no conflict. So that's why I told Frank Friday, is like, for us to go. I mean, we're not buying any equipment in the next 12 months or next 8 months. So, but
I don't care if you guys go. I told Frank. I didn't see any value, my time-wise, to go since...
Well, what about him going? Is it all right for him to go?
It's a one-and-a-half-day event, no cost to the county.
Right.
Yeah. And you can go, can't you? I mean, you're...
Mm-hmm.
I think we send Frank and...
So I don't see the need, but...
Right.
I mean, but I'm not...
And what days are that?
Against you sending him, I won't...
8th, 7th, 8th, whatever?
April 6th.
Hey, if it's no cost to the county, what about somebody like our lead mechanic out there at East Barn going with him?
The invite is typically to commissioners.
I mean, they're wanting to sell us something, but
right.
they're wanting to show how it's put together
and stabilization
and maintenance and all that kind of stuff.
I can certainly ask that question.
Yeah, I'm looking at, we get back on the 7th, is that correct?
Yes.
And that's the White River Basin Stakeholders Partners meeting. I'm gonna pass Frank on that. I think you should go. I'd like Frank to go and represent us, and then if he can bring a mechanic with him, great. But,
we'll find out details.
Okay. I'm good with you going,
Frank. Needs to go with, it may not even that they need to go. It may be just a purchasing type situation by it being commissioners. I mean, not. And some of them are probably a lot more experienced than we are. I'd say the majority of them are in the more rural counties that would know more about a piece of equipment. But what good is it going to be for a commissioner to look at a piece of equipment and its design and things?
I'm looking at it for myself, at least, to bring back information on learning how it was put together and from a maintenance perspective, that things that possibly aren't looked at on a daily basis here that we do. That
right.
I will check into you, Danny, from the major manufacturers of what the buyback programs are. I am formulating a list of equipment that we could possibly either park and or look at selling due to the lack of using it this particular year and possibly for quite some time.
Great.
Last thing I have is just a piece of information for you that we are sweeping all major county roads and cleaning out all of our DI drain inlet structure and or boxes in anticipation of the spring rains. We're anticipating that there won't be any more heavy snows this year, so the roads just drive through Forsyth, which is definitely not our responsibility or jurisdiction, but countywide you can find a lot of the grit and sand and things on the corner, so we'll be cleaning that up. I do have three things that if we could go into executive for 5 or 10 minutes, if you can.
Okay.
I'm all for that. Are we posted? Okay.
Tentative agenda of these meetings may also include a vote to close part of said meeting pursuant to RSMO.
Okay, that's good. Make a motion to go into executive.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Delete.